I wanted to give a lecture this evening. Actually, we will be lecturing throughout the week in preparation for Janmashtami. De Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. De Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Kopirana Vallava Giri Baradari. Kopirana Vallava Giri Baradari. Yasoda Nandana, Rajajana Nandana. Yasoda Nandana, Rajajana Nandana. Ramana Siramana Tari. Ramana Siramana Tari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Nidaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha. Radhe. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radhe. Just returned from Denmark. Denmark was a nice, wonderful experience for us. We had an audience of 5,000 people. A wonderful stage was established before the town hall, and we did bhajans and kirtans from the stage, and I believe we could touch the hearts of many. We had a nice harinam as well, and all kinds of dances we had. And yes, the devotees had a very nice temple in Copenhagen. I believe it's only 15 minutes from the center of town. It is a temple house, but I was so busy I had no time to look at the temple house. But I saw a separate building which used to be a workshop, a Werkstatt. Like this temple room also used to be a workshop. And they had made a nice, spacious mandir, which was full with very nice people who were very enthusiastically listening to the programs. And I was, for a moment, very happy in my life. It was very, very nice. So, yes, now we will... I thought to give... a little seminar to you. Kannst du aufschlagen? 17:28, bitte. On Shraddha, on faith. It is said that the bhakti is like a temple. And the first step which a person takes into the temple is Shraddha, of faith. This faith, while a devotee gradually makes advancement, becomes stronger and always stronger, so that the beginning stage, which is still shakeable and which is dependent really on many external circumstances, becomes transformed into what is called the advanced states of faith, that is Shraddha. And I hope by my presentation I can help you to come to this stage. Shraddhaya hutam datam tapastaptam kritam yatat asat idyuchyate pata na chatat pretya noiha. Translation. Anything done as sacrifice, charity or penance without faith in the Supreme, O Son of Prita, is impermanent. It is called asat and it is useless both in this life and the next. It is stated here, if you have no faith, but you do sacrifice, you give in charity, you really struggle like anything, and do even you make even austerities, that will be impermanent, it will be temporary, because the basis of faith is not there. think you can understand that so many devotees have done so many great things but left the process in the Western world, and that one reason or explanation may be that the basis of their life was missing, that is Shraddha, purport. Anything done without the transcendental objective, whether it be sacrifice, charity or penance, is useless. Therefore, in this verse, it is declared that such activities are wrong. Everything should be done for the Supreme in Krishna consciousness. Without such faith and without the proper guidance, there can never be any fruit. In all the Vedic scriptures, faith in the Supreme is advised. In the pursuit of all Vedic instructions, the ultimate goal is the understanding of Krishna. No one can obtain success without following this principle. Therefore, the best course is to work from the very beginning in Krishna consciousness under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. That is the way to make everything successful. In the conditioned state, people are attached to worshipping demigods, ghosts, or yakshas like Kuvera. The mode of goodness is better than the mode of passion and ignorance. But one who takes directly to Krishna consciousness is transcendental to all three modes of material nature. Although there is a process of gradual elevation, if one, by the association of pure devotees, takes directly to Krishna consciousness, that is the best way. And that is recommended in this chapter. To achieve success in this way, one must first find the proper spiritual master and receive training under his direction. Then one can achieve faith in the Supreme. When that faith matures, in course of time, it is called love of God. This love is the ultimate goal of the living entities. One should therefore take to Krishna consciousness directly. That is the message of this 17th chapter. Ramai oder Nandai? Nandai und Satya, es ist nun Folgendes. Ich möchte versuchen, eine Vorlesung zu geben, aber das ist nicht möglich, wenn ihr so aktiv und dynamisch seid. Wir müssten uns irgendwas ausdenken. Es gibt zwei Möglichkeiten. Entweder ihr sitzt ein bisschen freundlich hier mit uns zusammen und hört so lange, bis es einen langweilt. Oder ihr spielt einfach verschiedene Spiele. Zum Beispiel Schaukeln über das Wasser und solche tollen Sachen. Ne? Also ihr müsstet euch... Nanda, ich würde dir persönlich empfehlen, weil du ein bisschen orientierungssuchend zu mir schaust, setz dich doch erstmal hin und sieh, wie lange du es aushältst. Und dann, wenn es dich einfach beißt und du unruhig wirst, dann kann man jetzt draußen gehen zum Spielen. Okay? So würde ich vorschlagen. Satyaji, oh Satya. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Okay. As much as possible. When it's boring, you can run and embrace the sky and the trees and the goats and everything is possible. But please try for some. Just sit like a yogi, Satya. Concentrate. It's good for you. Hare Krishna. So, Hare Bol. So, Hare Krishna. Herzlich willkommen, Gaura Bhavani. So, in this very, very interesting section of the Bhagavad Gita. It is said that a devotee must have faith in Krishna. Otherwise, without such faith, one can do so many things in his life, but ultimately the results will be impermanent and not satisfying to the soul. I personally think that it's very important for devotees in the movement for Krishna consciousness to think a little bit about the strong foundations of faith. See, in Krishna consciousness, our ultimate goal is a very high one. We want to join the Supreme Lord in his eternal pastimes in Goloka Vrindavan. It's high as a skyscraper. What happens when you build a skyscraper which has no strong foundations? You build and you go higher and higher and higher, but after some time, the structure, as impressive as it may be, will tumble and fall down. If you want to make a beautiful bhakti palace for Krishna's pleasure, your shraddha foundation must be very firm. Otherwise, your bhakti will crumble down. And I will, in these lectures, which I start from today, will talk a little bit how to make this faith strong and stronger. But let us first offer our most humble obeisances. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pachanine Nivesesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Shatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare It was sometimes in the year 75, 2 years before Prabhupada's departure, that he asked, that he called together his oldest disciples, and he asked them a question: do you have faith that Krishna is God? Now, when a person who has so much Shraddha asks you if you have Shraddha, it's almost as if a rich man asks you if you have money. You say no. So the devotees could not answer. Prabhupada looked at them, and with a very penetrating glance he said, I have faith that Krishna is God, and therefore I am serving Him even in my old age. Another time, Prabhupada asked, how do we know that Krishna is God? I think I talked about this in another lecture, but I would like to repeat it. One devotee volunteered and said, well, Krishna says he's God in the Bhagavad Gita. That's how we know that Krishna is God. But Prabhupada answered, anyone can say that and write a book. Then another said, Prabhupada, you told us so, and you are the representative of Krishna. Prabhupada said, many people just see me as an old man. I can say anything. Then he answered his own question. You know that Krishna is God because you feel His presence when you chant, as well as when you serve. You feel the ecstasy. This is the proof. In other words, he gives an example that when you do devotional service and when you chant Hare Krishna, you get a certain realization, and this realization tells you, oh yes, Krishna is there. Have you ever felt like that when you have done service or chanting? There are these moments where you really can feel, oh yes, Krishna is there. I think Tridasha Roy, who chanted tonight so nice in the Karuna Bhavan, you felt some Krishna's presence in your chanting. I could hear it from downstairs. So this is really a proof for a devotee. Proof. I know Krishna is there because I feel His presence. I do not need any further proof. Now, Shraddha, the beginner's Shraddha, is usually the type of Shraddha which is coming from a belief in the purpose of the scriptures. At another time, Prabhupada was asked, asked the same question. It was in Philadelphia. How do we know that Krishna is God? Prabhupada stopped, looked at his disciples and waited for an answer. And then he was not satisfied with the answers, gave an answer. Then the devotee who was there in the Kumbh Mela and who had heard Prabhupada's first answer, how we know that Krishna is God, he started to say, well, Prabhupada, we know Krishna is God because we feel His presence when we chant and when we serve Him, and we feel the ecstasy. This is the proof. Prabhupada looked at him and said, no. Hare Krishna. So the devotee said, but Prabhupada, Kumbh Mela, you said. Prabhupada, he said, because the Bhagavad Gita says it, that's how we know that Krishna is God. Aham savasya prabhavo matasavam pravatate iti matva bhajante mang. Du weißt alles, Madhavi. Now, I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who perfectly know this engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. So, usually, this is the beginning of faith. This is the beginning of Shraddha, that you believe in the explanation of the scriptures. Mm. Mm. Yeah. And I will talk about this first definition a little bit. The scriptures, they say, for instance, if you worship Krishna, then all your other needs are fulfilled. So a devotee who hears this will make an attempt and serve Lord Krishna in some ways. Afterwards, make a certain experience. Here's the verse of the scriptures. By pouring water on the root of a tree, one automatically satisfies the trunk, the branches, and the twigs. Similarly, by supplying food to the stomach, where it nourishes the life air, one satisfies all the senses. In the same way, by worshipping Krishna and rendering him service, one automatically satisfies everyone. So this is the scriptures will tell us that simply worship Krishna, simply concentrate your mind on Krishna, and the devotee will automatically feel, when he does this, a deep feeling of satisfaction. Almost like someone who waters the root of a tree will find out that the leaves of the tree will be satisfied. I have often done this in my own life. When life was very, became difficult and the mind just made its own reality, then there were times and are times in my life where I say, just, I will not listen to you any longer, my dear mind. I want to do now some service for Krishna or the devotees. And then I do something, I surrender to it, and automatically, within a very brief amount of time, I become so satisfied. And this strengthens my faith because I feel it works. I have given water to the root and now all the leaves are also satisfied. That is me. I'm a leaf on the Krishna tree, is satisfied. This is a very nice way. Now a second dimension of faith is to not only trust in the scriptures, but to attentively follow the process of devotion as it is described in the scriptures. When you have faith in the scriptures, then this is immediately the result. It is said, as one who is anxious to find gold continues in his attempts, whether he finds any or not, similarly, a devotee continuously attempts to achieve perfection, whether he is successful or not. This is a very nice example. Someone who searches for gold goes into the river and begins to... he is a thief. Is it called thief in English? What? Thief? Yeah, like a filter, a sieve. He uses a sieve and he puts the earth in it and washes it until he finally finds some gold nuggets. So this is the analogy which describes the devotee of Krishna. He goes into the process of devotional service and he just does it in the faith, having faith that by this attempt I will reach my Lord. I will somehow get the result of my activities very, very soon. Such a devotee makes attempts in devotional service, and while he serves, he gradually makes sure that he becomes free of false ego, desire for fame, and so on. He will never intentionally commit offenses like insulting great devotees, because he knows such offenses are a great obstacle which keep me from attaining the perfection in devotees. Yes. So while the devotee who has faith follows the process of devotional service, he sees that unfortunately he still has material attachments in his heart. And this realization makes him very humble. He understands, oh, I want to go so high, but my attachments pull me so low. He is not proud of his attachments. He just sees I'm a conditioned soul, and this humility which he feels because he sees himself as being very fallen gives rise to bhakti. Can you understand the logic here? A devotee who has faith does not necessarily have to be free of material attachments or be very much accomplished in his spiritual life. No. He only needs to be honest. If he is honest, he will see the obstacles in his devotional life. He will not run away. He will not look the other way. You say, look, Krishna. Still some attachments. This humility causes bhakti to increase. Yes. Now, it is said, faith can be spontaneous or natural, or it can be forced. I think most of the Hare Krishna people have forced faith. What this means is a forced or erzwungenes Vertrauen. It means a type of faith which comes from the intellect. Oh yes, it must be like this, it must be like that. And also a faith which comes by seeing other devotees and thinking, oh, let me become like them. It's a little bit like moving into a social group which you like, and then what this group does is also what you do. The natural type of faith, or spontaneous, it comes when you have the association of devotees and obtain the blessings of the devotees while you hear from them about Krishna. I would like to tell you about this natural or spontaneous faith, which is much better than the forced faith. There's a verse like this: Satam prasangan mama virya samvidu bhavanti hritka narasayana kata tachyoshanatashvapavagavatmani shradaratya bhakti anukramishyati. It says, in the association of pure devotees, discussion of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation, and thereafter he is freed and his attraction becomes fixed. Then real devotion and devotional service begin. Sometimes it's translated that by hearing the beautiful pastimes of Lord Krishna, then The faith in Krishna develops spontaneously, and after it, devotee feels ecstasy in his heart, and then pure love of Godhead. Hare Krishna. It is said, when the speaker and hearer are potent, immediately Shraddha is born. That is, if there is a strong devotee who loves Krishna, and like Shukadev Goswami, and if there is a serious listener, like Parikshit Maharaj, then the result is that great Shraddha is born. It's almost if there is a potent man who meets a healthy woman, maybe his wife, and they come together, shwup, in the first meeting, a child is born. They don't need many attempts, because there is great potency in them. This is an analogy which describes the qualifications which should be there when a devotee speaks. The speaker should be potent and the audience should be very receptive. They should have the question in their mind, like, how can I understand this Krishna consciousness better so that I can apply it in my life? This is how a bona fide hearer comes. And the bona fide speaker will say, oh, Krishna, I am very unqualified, but please make my words potent so that the audience who hears these words will derive or will get bhakti in the heart. This is very enlivening for both the speaker and the audience when Krishna appears in the atmosphere. I want to now speak about Krishna, and I want to see if and we can see if Krishna appears in our hearts and in our minds. I hope I'm a serious speaker, and I know that you are a very qualified audience. Let me read something, because I thought we are approaching Krishna's appearance day, and therefore it is very good if we hear about Krishna. It is said, yes, I will read to you from a book called the Gaga Sanghita. When Krishna used to rest, he had a cradle which was gold studded. Oh, now we have a very difficult English words. Gold besetzte Wiege in Deutsch. And there were little jewels on the cradle. Krishna was one day sleeping very peacefully, and there was a very gentle smile playing around his lips. On his forehead he had a black dot, which is put by the mothers to avoid den bösen Blick, the evil glance. When you have a little baby, this may be something for Premavati to consider, with a little manjari. Sometimes there may be people who are not very good, don't have very good qualities. And the child, when these people look directly into the eyes of the child gets influenced and gets nervous, because the children are extremely sensitive and receptive. So it's good to make a little black dot at a place when normally there is no black dot, and then the people look at the black dot and not in the eyes. This is what the Indian mamas do. Did you do this with Damodar also? Sachi Devi was a proper mother. Yes, yes, because it's done. It's very nice. Maybe I will also soon put a black dot here. Because I'm also very sensitive, and when sometimes I do not like people to look at me. Yes. So, but when Krishna had this black dog, he looked so super sweet and attractive. We have no ideas. A normal black dot may look like a black dot, but in Krishna's face, it just looked so super attractive. And Mother Yashoda looked at her little boy who was smiling and resting in his cradle, and her love was just pouring out of her heart. Yashoda could not help herself. She had to lift the little boy out of the cradle and in her arms. She saw that Krishna's eyes were all had a blackish rim. She had put kajal there. So Krishna woke up and he immediately started to suck his big toe. Mother Yashoda was just, wow! So her parental affection was really increasing. Because Krishna was so beautiful, she had taken his hairs and braided them. Kleine Zöpfe hingen von Krishnas Haar und so runter. And that looked even more attractive. On his chest he had a tiger nail. That is what Indian mothers put around the chest of their babies to help protect the babies. It's for protection, isn't it? Yeah? Good. Now, when Krishna had finished sucking on his toe, he made a pause. He looked at his mother and he started to yawn. Now, while his mother looked into the mouth to find out if there were any new teeth, which she didn't yet know, she all of a sudden saw the cosmic creation floating around in the mouth of her little boy. She saw the planets, the Milky Ways, the moon. She saw time, and so on and so forth. Mother Yashoda was shocked, and for a moment she closed her eyes and felt very dizzy and thought, there must be some magic around my little boy, that he all of a sudden has a universe in his mouth. This is highly unnatural for a child. She felt dizzy, almost like falling into unconsciousness. And then she looked again. And when she looked again, Krishna had used his yoga maya potency, like a perfect magician who can cover everything away from the gaze of his audience. And Mother Yashoda saw Lord Krishna no longer as the Lord who is the universal form. By her parental affection, she saw that Lord Krishna is, just a little baby. At that moment, to confirm Mother Yashoda's parental bhava, a cat was making meow, meow, meow. And little baby Krishna started to cry. And Mother Yashoda knew, some hallucination was going on. He is crying. He's shocked from the little cat. No problem. The magic has gone. This was how Mother Yashoda was Put an allusion. Now, this what I have just told you was told long ago by Narada Muni to the king Bahulashva in the town of Videha. When Bahulashva heard this, he asked, "Can you please tell me who is this Mother Yashoda, that she has such a fortune that the Supreme Personality of Godhead plays in her courtyard just like a little ordinary beautiful baby and allows himself to be loved like a son who is loved by his mother? Who is this great exalted soul, Yashoda?" And Narada Muni told Bahulashva, "O king, this is a very good question. You must know that in a previous time there are the nine Vasus, and the head of the Vasus is Drona. He had a wife called Dara, and they were both childless. So because they so much wanted to have a child, they went to the Gandhamarana hills and they performed severe austerities. They started to eat a little bit fruits here and there and drink water, but then they reduced their intake and finally took only a little leaves and a little air. Then they even stopped that. Brahma was very much moved and came to them and said, 'You are performing austerity, certainly you want to have something. Can I help you? Can I give you a boon?' And Drona and Dara said, 'Yes, we want that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is coming as our son, and that we can serve him like parents serve their little son. And we want that they are such, that the Lord makes such attractive pastimes that the whole world will become attracted to him just by hearing these beautiful pastimes.' And because Drona and Dara had two very pure desires, therefore Lord Krishna appeared and chose to take them as his parents. There were two very nice things in Drona and Dara's approach. One is they went to a pure devotee of Lord Brahma, and the second is they asked him for pure devotional service. So these two desires, so to say, to go approach a pure devotee, and the second, to ask him for pure and to ask Krishna for pure devotional service, made it that Nanda and Yashoda obtained Lord Krishna as their little baby. This is from Gaga Samhita. This is all a very nice thing. So Gaga Muni, the great Acharya of the Yadu dynasty, went later, when Krishna had just appeared, to the house of Nanda and Yashoda, for the name-giving ceremony. And he gave them the name Krishna. Would you like to know what the letters of the Krishna name mean? Ka means Kamalakanta or Vishnu. R stands for Rama. Sa represents the Lord. And S, you know, the Krishna, represents the Lord of six opulences, is something sat so and so. And Na represents the Shingha. Yes. And then the two, and R represents the fire god, Agneya or Agni. So Krishna has all these person, the qualities of these personalities and so on. Now when Gagacharya had appeared, had done the name-giving ceremonies, he went over to the town of Vashana. And here we'll get interesting for our Saranandi, who stays often near Vashana. And at that time, the Yamuna flew next to Vashana. So Gaga Rishi came to Vrishabhanu and Kirtida. Vrishabhanu and Kirtida are what? Parents of Radharani. And Vrishabhanu said to him, Gaga Rishi, I have a daughter called Radhika, the auspicious one. Please tell me, who should she marry? I do not know how this girl is so special. And then Vrishabhanu told Gaga Rishi the circumstances around the appearance of Radharani. Do you know how Radharani appeared? She was found on a golden lotus in the Yamuna. Imagine you have a child who's found on a golden lotus in the Yamuna, Sachi Devi. This would be an extraordinary child. She was just so very beautiful and so mystical. And then Narada Muni said, Gaga Rishi said, this is a very confidential question. And he looked around and he saw many people and he decided, I will not speak about this in public. By that time, Maharaj Vrishabhanu said, my dear Gaga Rishi, please tell me the secret. I know you know something which I don't know. And then he said, Gaga Rishi, you must know, the sun lights up everything from the outside, but the sadhu lights up the heart. Have you made this experience? When the sun is there, we can see the outside. When we have good contact with a wonderful devotee of the Lord, he puts light into our heart, and we can see in our heart what is the truth of life, and our confusion stops. So Gaga Rishi then took the hand of King Vrishabhanu and went into a forest near the Yamuna, and he said, your daughter is not an ordinary daughter. When Lord Narayan is there, She is Lakshmi. When Narsimha Dev comes, she comes as Lakshmi also. When the Lord comes as Rama, she comes as Sita. Correct? She always is together with God. And this is your daughter. Now Krishna has appeared and your Radha is only for Krishna. And then he told him something very special, which I cannot tell you now. It will be revealed on Radharani's appearance day. But I will tell you something else, which will satisfy the burning fire of dissatisfaction in your heart, that I don't tell you everything now. There is a very amazing pastime which is told in Gaga Sanghita about how Radha was married to Krishna. Would you like to hear this? It is really mystical. I hope you are a little spiritually inclined this evening and you will appreciate it. Once Nanda Maharaj went to the cows who were grazing outside, and a storm was coming up. There were very dark clouds. I think you get the idea. Flashes, were coming down, and Nanda Maharaj was holding in his hands little Krishna. Krishna was pretending to be very afraid. His eyes were looking at the cloud, at the flashes, and he started to become very restless. Nanda Maharaj felt like, oh, what to do? Now the baby gets restless. I'm a man. I cannot so nicely take care of the baby. No problem. But Krishna was becoming extremely restless, and he began to cry. And this was too much for Nanda Maharaj. I wish my Yashoda would be here, but I have to take care for the cows now. At this moment, he saw a light coming through the forest, a wandering light. The light became more brilliant and brilliant. All of a sudden, he saw before himself with his very eyes the beautiful form of Sri Radhe. Fully beautiful form, like you can see in Saranandi's personal office. There is one, this form. So here also you see. She saw that. He said, "Oh, Supreme Goddess, at this moment I have a terrible problem. My little boy is getting restless and is afraid. Can you please do something and bring him to my wife Yashoda? I have to take care of the cows, that they are running without shelter," and so on. Radharani just smiled. All her desires were fulfilled. And she took the Lord and carried the Lord into the forest, and all of a sudden, Krishna was there in his fully grown up youthful form, no longer as a little baby, but in a fully grown up form with a peacock feather and smiling, playing his flute, and Srimati Radharani was just so extremely satisfied. They danced together, and they went to one forest, and there Lord Brahma came and said, "Although you are, I cannot tell you anything, but I have been told by you, Krishna, that I should perform the marriage ceremony between you and Radharani. Then a marriage ceremony was done by Lord Brahma, and as the marriage ceremony was completed, Krishna turned himself into a little baby who needed the milk of his mother. Radharani was smiling, and she was lamenting, "Oh, we were just husband and wife, and now you are so small." Imagine Gaura Bhavani Shrishtikata would all of a sudden become so small. You would be irritated, and you would need different things for him. Milk, maybe, little milk bottle. And so on. Different items, baby soap. So actually, it's maybe not very nice to give such a human comparison in relationship, but you can understand Radharani was very much moved by Lord Krishna's joyful humor. It was Krishna's extremely humorous, and even the Gaga Samhita says he is mischievous. Mischievous. Wie sagt man mischievous in Deutsch? Mischievous. Ein Streichespieler. Ein richtiger Streichespieler ist Krishna. So Krishna had put another mischievous prank. Radharani brought him quickly to Mother Yashoda, whom you can see in this beautiful picture, right behind you, the perfect picture of Vatsalya Rasa, Mother Yashoda and Lord Krishna. This is one of the many pastimes of Krishna. I will tell you more. I know now so many pastimes from authorized scriptures. It said, when you tell these stories, at the end Radha and Krishna will appear. So I hope on Jamashtami I will come to the end of this narration, and then you will be able to hear to see Radha and Krishna on the altar, Radha Madan Mohan on midnight. I want to thank you very much for listening so carefully. I want to also request you to now take notice. I hear in the next few days many devotees will come to Goloka Dham, which will make us very happy. I heard on Wednesday, that's in 2 days, our Krishna Chaitra Prabhu will also come, and both of us will give together lectures about Lord Krishna. And on Friday, of course, is Jamashtami. I want to also request all the devotees to greet our Sachi Devi, who has totally overwhelmed the Danish Vikings with her very cultured singing and very happy singing. So, Sachi Devi, please sing nicely for the deities also. Maybe you can do this as a service, to always have a minimum of half an hour or an hour singing for the deities, for Radha Madan Mohan, because the birthday is coming, and I don't think it's nice if we only celebrate on one day. That's not so nice. We should celebrate every day, get in the mood a little bit, so that on Jamashtami we will just be very Krishna conscious, and according to Krishna consciousness we can see then everything. Now I want to also say one thing. Tomorrow I would like to, I don't know if tomorrow when I give the lecture, but I will give a lecture. Yes. Tomorrow I want to talk about a process, how a devotee who is intellectually inclined, you know who likes logic and argument, I think we Westerners are all like this in some degree, can develop faith in Krishna. I would like to discuss this on the basis of the Bhakti Sandarbha of Jiva Goswami. So it might be very important for you how to strengthen your faith. Please come tomorrow so that you get enough rest. I will end now here. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Bol. Maybe, Prabhus, what do you think? Maybe we should sing just for really 3 minutes, short bhajan, and then end. I think it is nice to. Actually, we should invite Sachi Devi to sing for 3 minutes.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Radhe. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan Radhe. Jaya Gauranita, 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 Jaya Gauranita. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada.